lots of areas, I think, but our efficiency is a real concern. It's becoming a pattern. I thought our effort for most of the night was there. Certainly had entries, but yeah, we've got to fine tune our method really. I can't keep walking in talking about we need to get better in that area. So, you know, the starting point is we're getting entries and we're getting the ball back centre forward, and it's 2 weeks in a row now. And typically it's a signature of a good AFL team, and we think it is still, but you've got to get efficient off those opportunities. It's as simple as that. So, yeah, we need to improve that area of the game.
So you mean kicking for goal more?
No, not even so much for goal. I think they miss some as well. They'd be disappointed. I don't think either team walks away with many bouquets being thrown in the air about performance, but I'm typically concerned about us. So I think in the third quarter, 17 entries for 1-4 is 18 entries, which is a real concern. So, you know, we need to execute better. We need to better patterns, which is exactly what we spoke to the players about. We're close near. We've got a good dynamic, effort's strong, creating opportunities, getting the ball back where you need to. But we've got to work on our execution and efficiency.
So on Bradley Hill had a miss in the third quarter from 20 metres out, straight in front. He didn't want to take the drop punt. He ran around and snapped and miskicked it.
Yeah.
Do you have any policy or directive on that? Or
yeah. Yeah, and I asked him what Clarko would say to him. He said, well, Clarko would be quite frustrated, not as calm as you. And he would have said, be composed, go back, take the shot, and go through your routine. So it's exactly what we asked him. For whatever reason, Brad's triple premiership player, highly regarded, and I think we had four players that didn't take their shots tonight. So for whatever reason, but that's a principle. So principles are either right or wrong. So the right principle is go back, be composed, go through your routine, give everyone a rest, take your full 30 seconds, and give yourself best opportunity. And that's the correct principle.
And kick a drop punt, you mean?
Well, I think you don't want to narrow it. I think there's some people, I saw Kennedy kick it beautiful around the body hook. So if you execute, you're not talking about it. And it's a part of the modern game, as long as you practice it at training. Yeah, not everyone kicks a drop punt.
So for you, the issue is the time rather than the choice of kick.
Pardon?
For you, the issue is more the time rather than the choice of kick. Take the time before.
I'll just reiterate. If you get a mark inside 50 and you're within distance, go back, compose yourself, go through your routine and your process and commit to it, and it gives you the best opportunity for a positive outcome.
Those things you're talking about with execution and what... Do you feel you're close?
Well, we've got the right bit, getting it back right in the ground. We're playing penetration, but you just can't play long bomb straight line football because they get back on you and they counterpunch you. So, yeah, we can spread the ball more out of defence, more composure on entry, shift the ball around and make teams defend. So, yeah.
So the goalkeeping both sides was wayward tonight. I mean, under the roof, can you put a finger on why that might be?
No, I can't. I think there's a bit of physical exhaustion in that. It's a very physical game. Teams running hard to spread and disrupt defences. I think when they get it, sometimes you're exhausted. And that's what we say. Take your full 30 seconds, go back. So, yeah, and it's really difficult. Players need to work on their routine midweek. It's hard to get timed. And sometimes they've got to find their own time to work on their craft. You know.
You spoke about how the inefficiencies benefited the pattern this season. Are you confident that the guys you play have
yeah.
them to improve that?
Not so much this season. I'd specifically say the last 3 weeks. We've lost three, and in both games we've had entries in attacking mid over the last 2 weeks, attacking mid possession games. Even in Richmond we had lots of opportunities. So, yeah, we were scoring quite well up to about round six, I think, you know. Contest the ball was strong, but we've fallen away in a few of those areas. So we've got good availability, and that's what's disappointing. We just need to take those opportunities. So as a senior coach, I take responsibility. We win and lose together. So, yeah, we're all sitting here frustrated, thinking we're a bit better than we're showing at the minute. But in saying that, the results don't lie. We're We're not hitting the scoreboard like we would like to. We're certainly creating opportunities, but we need to get a better method than we're showing over the last 3 weeks. I think early in the year there was greater efficiency and composure.
Patrick, you finished with a real flurry. Did you think you were actually going to get up? Did you think you were a chance to...
Always think we're going to win. Yeah, always think we're going to win.
How'd you pop injury-wise for us?
No problem, yeah.
Did you see what happened to Hamling earlier? He was covered in a lot of blood.
No, I didn't see that. Yeah, he came off... He actually was bleeding profusely, so it was very courageous of him to come back, but other than that, we sort of come out unscathed so far.
When you reviewed those final minutes, I mean, were you happy with how you set up?
So for me, it's not about the final minutes. It's about the bulk of the game and the missed opportunities earlier. I think if you're trying to scramble wins, everyone has two-minute drills and all of that, but if you don't want to be in too many of them, you want to be better than that. I don't really worry about 2 minutes.